Parshas Shmini, the first posik, Vayihi Bayoim HaShmini. It was the eighth day that Korah Moshe LeYaron Olavonov, Moshe called to Aaron and his children, Ulizikne Yisrael, to the Zakenim, the older people of Klal Yisrael. Now it says Vayihi Bayoim HaShmini, and Rashi brings down Shmini means Shmini LeMiluyim. This was the eighth day of the Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shehukim HaMishkin Boy Bayoim Venota Yuda Torus Hashnius Peseidrelum. Now really it's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi, who are in the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Nosom, brings out a machlokes exactly what does it mean B'yom HaShmini. One man the Yom says that it started Yemei Miluyim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and B'yom HaShmini means the eighth day of Chodesh Nisan. The other man the Yom says no, that they started the Miluyim Chav Gimel B'yadar, and the last day, the eighth day, this was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is the way Rashi is saying here, and really there's a Torah Kahanim like that, that says over here that Einanu Yoidim im Shmini leminyan im Shmini lechodesh. Like the Torah Kanim says, we don't know what the word Bayom HaShmini means. Does it mean the eighth day of the Miluyim, or does it mean the eighth day of the Chodesh Nisan? Kishuoyma, like it says in the parasha before, Kishivas Yomim Yemalias Yedechem have Yom HaShmini leminyan. That Bayom HaShmini does not mean the eighth day of Chodesh Nisan, but rather it means the eighth day of the Miluyim. Now the pshat from the Miluyim in the last parasha was that for 7 days the Kohanim like did the Avodah, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Avodah, he was picking up the Mishkan and putting the Mishkan down every day, and they were like mechanach themselves, started to get used to doing the Avodah. And now on the eighth day, this is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Aaron to become the Kohen Gadol and to remain to do the Avodah from now on. Really, the Bein HaBachai explains that B'yom HaShmini, really, this is a day by itself. It's not really the eighth day. Like, there was two separate times. There was a time of Shivas Yomim, Yemalias Yedechem. For 7 days, they made a preparation like a chinuch to prepare themselves for the Avodah. And now on the eighth day, this is the day that Aaron HaKohen is taken over to become the Kohen Gadol. And he explains that the Inyan of Shmini always is, Shmini is more miyuchah to Hashem than Shvi. Shvi is like Shabbos Yom HaKodesh. But Shmini is Lamala Mizeh, it's a Yom, a day of Miyuchat, separated totally for HaKodesh Baruch Hu's sake. And that was this Inyan of B'Yom HaShmini, the eighth day here, the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, the day that Aaron became the Kohen Gadol, it was like a total day that now HaKodesh Baruch Hu's Shechin is B'Terech Klal Yisrael, like the Mishkan is Nishlam. This is called the day of Shmini. And really, like the Gemara Megillah says on Daf Yudah Amud Beis, that it says, Tanya, Oisei Hayoim, this day of B'yom HaShmini, Ho Yosimcho LaKadosh Baruch Hu K'yom Shenivru Bo Shemayim Voretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy the same way that He created the world. K'siv Hoch, it says over here, Vayihi B'yom HaShmini, Ho K'siv Hosam, it says, Vayere Vayi Boiker. So the same Simcha Hashem had by Briyas Olam, Hashem had now by HaKomas HaMishkan. And the pshat could be like we're saying, like the Indian of the Mishkan was, this is the Mokum of the Shekhinah, that there's a place, Miyuchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everybody sees clearly, the Shekhinah sees that Hashem is amongst Klal Yisrael. Who had been by the beginning of the Bria Salam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, He created this world in order that He should be a Melech, and there should be people that are Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and see the Yichud, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now it was like more mushlam, it ended, the purpose of the Briyas Olam was that Klal Yisrael should be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be miyuchat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had now on B'yom HaShmini, that it was nigmar, it ended off the Melechas HaMishkan. The Malbum explains that the inyan of the simcha of by Yemei Miluyim, B'yom HaShmini to the Briyas Olam, he says that by the Briyas Olam, when Hashem first created this world, the anhogu was that everything came in Hashemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was milmalo, and it was Yerud, He brought down His Hashpo Lamata. By the Mishkan, it was the opposite way. When Klal Yisrael had the Mishkan and the Shekhinah was here, through the Avodah of the Kohanim, through the Avodah we did in the Mishkan, we made it possible that our actions went up to Shemayim and changed around the Seder in Shemayim because of what was done Lamata. The same way by Bria Solem, it went from Elyon to Lamata, from top to bottom. Now by the Mishkan, by Yom HaShmini, it went the opposite way, from Tachto and from our Avoid, our work, went up to Shemayim. That's why it's the same type of a Simcha. Other Mefarshim, the Baal HaPurim, wants to explain this Gemara, that on the Pasuk in Bereishit it says, Vayishmas Kedol Lekim Mishalich, so the Midrash says that Metchila the Shechina was Betachto and was in this world. Kibun Shechoto Adam Arishon Nistalkol Arki Arishon. Omad Kayin Vechoto Nistalkol Arki Yesheni. Omad Dor Enosh Vechoto Nistalkol Arki Yigimel. Dor HaMarbul Mabul Vechoto Arki Yadalit. Dor HaFloga Nistalkol Arki Yehei. Stoimim Levov. Mitzriim Vechoto. Vechoto Nistalkol Arki Yazayin. So it came out that the Shechina went all the way up to the seventh Rekiah. It went away from this world because of the Chatoim that was done on this world. And then the Medrash says that V'yomdu Zayin Tzadikim V'hiridu Oysam Loretz. It's because of seven Tzadikim the Shechina came down again, Boretz. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kos, Amron, and Moshe. So because of Moshe was Nishlam that the Shechina should be down again, Boretz. And when did the Shechina come down again, Boretz? That was by the Akomas HaMishkon. So now the Bayom HaShmini, the Akomas of the Mishkan, now is the time the Shechin is down again, Voritz, the same way it was by the Tchivas Briyas Olam. So that's why now Hashem had the same amount of Simcha as he had b'shas he made the Briyas Olam. Now the Pasuk says that Kora Moshe LiAaron LeLevonov, that Moshe called to Moshe, the Moshe called to Aaron LeLevonov, and this Lashon of Kora means Lashon of Gedula, that Moshe now appointed Aaron to become the Kohen Gadol. And the Medrash Tanchuma says that Aaron, like told back to Moshe Rabbeinu, how come you're making me the Gadol? Like you were the one that was Yogeya in the Mishkan for the last 7 days, you were doing the Avodah, how come you're making me the Kohen Gadol? You should become the Kohen Gadol. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu answered back and said, that Afa Pi Shata Nasa Kohen Gadol, even though you, Aaron, is becoming now the Kohen Gadol, of course, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to make you, but Kilo Ani Nasa, it's as if I am the Kohen Gadol also. Shekeshem Shesomach Dali Bigdula, Kacha Nisamech Bigdulosha. The same way you are happy for me, the same way I'm happy for you. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was happy for the fact that his brother now is becoming the Kohen Gadol. And he has such a big simcha, so happy about it, as if he felt as if he became the Kohen Gadol also. And the Medrash explains that when was Aaron happy about Moshe Rabbeinu? That was before B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the Iker. It says that Aaron was happy for the fact that his brother was the Iker. It says, V'ruachah v'somach b'libay. So Ramesh learned out from here this Indian not to have kinna, not to be jealous of one another, but the opposite way, to always think about what's good for Klal Yisrael, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. If it's good for Klal Yisrael to have a Kohen Gadol, a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants there to be a Kohen Gadol. Whoever becomes the Kohen Gadol, it's only good for Klal Yisrael. There's something to be happy about. When somebody gets Gedula, it's to be happy. Everybody should be happy about it. And not to have the need of kinna, just to be jealous, as if to say, you want it. Here by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, the two brothers, when Moshe was great, had his Gedula, Aaron was very happy about it. And b'schuzeh, b'schuz he had no kinna, but rather he felt proud and was happy that it was his brother that received the gedula. B'schuzeh, b'schazeh, he also received back this gedula to become the Kohen Gadol. And the end of the pasuk says, "Ulezikne Yisrael." The Moshe Rabbeinu said it over in front of the zakenim. So the Medrash Tanchuma says, "V'lama lezikne Yisrael." Why did he say it over in front of the elders of Klal Yisrael? K'dei legadla b'fnei hazakenim, to make Aaron great in front of the zakenim. And what's the pshat from Zikna Yisrael? There's a Medrash Rabbah that says, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Nimsh Lomo Nimshlu Yisrael Kaif. Why is Klal Yisrael doima to a bird that Ma'oiv, just like a bird hazeh, Eina Pareach Bloikin Afayim, a bird cannot fly without its wings. So the Medrash says, Kach Yisrael is a Yecholin Lasais Dover Chutz Mizekenehim. Klal Yisrael cannot do anything without the Gedolim, without the Zikneim, that means the Talmid Chachamim, the Gedolim, the people we look up to, the people that teach us Torah, the people that tell us the Das Torah. Without them, Klal Yisrael can't do anything. And the Pshat could be just like the wings of a bird, like lifts up the bird, it makes it fly with its wings. Hu Adin, who lifts up Klal Yisrael? When Klal Yisrael does Chatoyim, Amushpal Alo, who picks us up? That's the Zikneim. The Gedolim, because of their tefillahs, what they do, they're avoided because of their avoidah. That's what Anu Chayim, we live because of that. And the Pshat is we have to realize how much gedula, how much respect we have to give back to the gedolim, to listen to them, to realize without them, Klai Yisrael is nothing, we can't exist. The only reason how we exist is only through our zakenim. So here when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give gedula to Aaron, he did it in front of the zakenim. That's called chashivas, that's called giving kavod, to do something in front of the zakenim. Now, Pasuk Beis and Gimel, it says that, Vayomer el Aaron, Kach locha ego ben boko lechatis, V'yayu l'yoylo t'mimim v'hakmin l'fnei Hashem. That Aaron had to bring a korban today, a special korban, egel ben boko lechatis for korban chatis. And then Pasuk Gimel says that, V'yobnei yisod adab aleim l'chus sirizim lechatis, V'yegel v'cheves, b'nei shana t'mimim l'yoylo. That for the Klal Yisrael, they had to bring the egel, it was a korban oylo. That Rashi brings down the inner bringing an eagle now was lohidia sheikh keeper loy hakarish borchai the eagle zeh al maisel eagle shosa. That they brought an eagle now for a kapora for the chet eagle that Klai Yisrael did before. So since we're sand, how come when Aaron brought the eagle, it was a korban chattis? And when Klai Yisrael brought the eagle, it was a korban oyla. So the Bein HaBachai explains that a korban oyla is brought on Yehurim Royim, Omach Shavis. If you had bad thoughts, he has to bring a korban oyla. Now, when Klai Yisrael did the chet egel, Aaron, true, he had to do with it, but his thoughts were not l'shem avoy dezora. Aaron's thoughts were l'shem shemayim, just to push them off. He zicha thought that a Moshe would come down soon. So his chet was only a chet in b'mais and in action, but have nothing to do with his thoughts. So therefore, Aaron brought a korban chattis, because a chattis is only for a mais haverim, not for the machshava. Mashen came by Klai Yisrael, they had bad machshavas when they did the egel. They had an aveira of avoid the zara. Therefore, they had to bring a korban oyla. Their egel was a korban oyla. Then in Pasuk Vav it says, Vayoyme Moshe, Zeh hadover asher tzivu Hashem tasu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do. V'yeru aleichem kvod Hashem. And by doing this, the Shechina will come down upon your maisi, upon you. So Rashi Poshe learns, what's the Zehadover? That's the Karbonus we just spoke about. That the Korban Aaron is supposed to bring these Karbonus and Meschuz Zeh, V'yeru Aleichem Kvod Hashem. However, the Orachayim, the other Mepharshim asked, like Poshe, it's not Mashma down the Posik. Zehadover is Mashma, it's something new. You have to do something new in order for the Shechina to come down. And really, the Targum Yonasan Ben Oziel learns, that he says, V'yoma Moshe dein pizgoma disavdun, abru yath yitzra bisha min libchoin. That the Pasuk Zehadavah means, take away your Yetzirah. There's a new tzivu here, first take away the Yetzirah, and then you'll be able to have the Shechina. And who are in the Torah's Kahanim on this Pasuk, it also says, that Omer lehen Moshe liYisrael, oysa Yetzirah, heviru malibchem, take away your Yetzirah. So the Zehadavah means take away your Yetzirah. And the Be'er Moshe explains from the Zohar that the Yichi Yetzirah person has is the Gaiva, that he thinks he's great, he does what he wants. And really that was the Yichi Chet of the Eagle. The chet of the eagle was Klai Yisrael had a gaiva to them. They thought they could do what they want, and they didn't have to listen to what Hashem. They did not have to go first ask Hashem if he wants this or not, this eagle. They thought they know it all, they're great. They could do what they think is right. So therefore the Pasuk now, Zehadover is saying, take away your Yetzirah of gaiva, and the Mela, the Shechina, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. And he learns that's the kapora for the chet egel. If you take away your gaiva, the mele you have a kapora for the chet egel. Now the pshat in Rashi that says zehadover just goes back to the karbonus that Aaron is supposed to bring. Maybe the pshat is really like the bnei yisachar. He asked the question bechlal. Like Rashi says, Aaron has to bring a korban oyla, an egel. Why? That this egel should be mechaper for the chet egel that Klai Yisrael did. So the question you all ask is, the klal is ein keteger, nasa sneger. Something you did something bad with, the keteger, can't now become a lawyer, can't become good for you. So how are you allowed to use the same eagle that you did the avera with, that should be a kapara for the eagle? And the Bnei Yisachar wants answer, really like the Gemara in Kedushin says, the question is, if Kesef makes Kedushin, maybe Kesef can make Gershon also? The Gemara says, no, ain't ketega nasas neger. You can't use the same thing, kesef, money, that you mekadish your wife with to give her a get. So then the Gemara asked a question about shtar. Ah, you could be mekadish an isha with a shtar. And who adin get is a shtar. So Gemara says, mili, mili lechud. That high shtar, it says inside it, kedushin, and this shtar says inside it, gershin. So that's the way Ibn Yisoscha wants to answer here also. When Klai Yisrael did the Chet Egel, they spoke out then like they're not doing the Ratzon of Hashem. They're not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do. Mashenkin over here, when Aaron brought this Egel for a Korban Eila, for a Kapora, he spoke out clearly like, Zeh HaDover HaShetzivu Hashem. I'm doing this Korban because this is the Ratzon of Hashem. So since he said different words about this korban, that makes this korban like a different type of a korban. Therefore, here there will not be the chsaron for nein keteger nasas neger. So maybe that could be pshan Rashi also. The zehadova means if you do this specially, b'taras et sivu of Hashem, that makes it into a different type of a korban than the ego really was. This could be a kapara. Other Mefarshim want to learn the klal of ein keteger nasas neger is only in the avodas penim. It's only in the kodesh hakodoshim. Like the Kohen Gadol, when he goes in the Kohen Gadol, he can't wear Zohov, because in Lefanim, there's a chsur for Nein Keteger Nasas Neger. But the Kabbonis that were brought by Chutz outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's no chsur. Other Mephoreshim want to answer the Pshatis, the Klichemder brings down from the Sfasemis, that if a person does Tshuva Meyahavo, there's Doinoi Sanasa Kizchuyis. If your mamas do tshuva from Ava, real tshuva, that changes over the Aveir into a schus. So mainly here, when Aaron was doing tshuva meyavo, it changed over the Maiso ego, mamash into a schus. So therefore, there's no chsur for nein keteger nasas neger. Now in Pasuk Gimel, it says again, via b'nei Yisrael tadab lemor, kechul sir izim lechatos veigo vokeves b'nei shona tumimim liyelo. We spoke before that even Bnei Yisrael also had to bring an eagle, and by them it was a korban eila. But first the pasuk says, "Chusir izim," they have to bring a kid of the goats. So, and the Torah's kanim says, why did the Klai Yisrael Bnei Yisrael have to bring the sir izim? That was the kapara for the sir izim that they shechted by the Mechiras Yosef. In other words, they had to have a forgiveness now for the Mechiras Yosef that they did. So the question is, what does the Mechiras Yosef have to do with the eagle we're talking about now, doing a korban for forgiveness for the chet eagle? Why does Klai Yisrael now need a kapara for the Mechiras Yosef? So Kliyoka wants to answer that by the beginning of the Mechiras Yosef, the brothers were jealous of Yosef. That kinna they had then was nishras and Klai Yisrael, and because of that kinna came out that later they did the chet eagle. However, the Meshech Chochma wants to say like this. He wants to say that by the actual Mechiras Yosef up until now, the Klai Yisrael had a little answer. That their answer was, they were angry at Yosef, why he said Lashon Hara to his father. In other words, they tainted, you should have warned us. You should have given us Techocha. You should have told us first what you think we're doing wrong. Like warners, give us Techocha. That was their answer why they wanted to, what they did to Yosef. However, now by the Chet Egel, what happened? When Klai Yisrael went to make the Egel, Chur ben Miriam gave them Techocha. And what did they do? They killed him. And that's why Aaron couldn't stop them. He also had to give in to let them do. So now Klai Yisrael saw it doesn't help to warn them. Because by warning them, all they did was just kill that Chur. So now they lost their answer about the Mechiras Yosef. So that's why now, for the Kapora, wasn't only enough to have a Kapora for the Chet Egel. Now they also had to bring a korban for a kapara for the Mechiras Yosef. Then in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says, V'yes habosor, v'yes or, sorav beish mechus lamachna, that the meat and the skin of this korban achatis, the ego that Aaron brought for achatis, you're supposed to burn it outside the machna. And Rashi brings down that lo mitzinu chatos chitzoyna nisrefes elezoi v'shal miluyim, v'kulam api adivar. That usually a chatas chitzon that was done outside, you're supposed to eat from the meat. Here, the only time it's brought down is supposed to be burnt. And the Sif Sekoin explains the reason is that here this eagle is coming for kapara of Aaron to show that he is pure, he's doing tshuva shlema for the chet eagle. And the pshat is that he was completely tore from the chet, like there was nothing left over. So that's what's showing it now, that the whole animal has to be burnt up. The meat, buster, and the skin. to show that there's nothing left over at all is the Koran of the Chet from Aaron. And like we said before, that Aaron HaKoyin avadid the tshuva shleima miyavo, and if you do tshuva miyavo, then the avera turns into be a schuyos, and it's forgotten completely. So that's the reason there why the whole thing had to be burnt up to show there's no zikaron at all of the avera left over. Then Pasuk Chav Bezit says after Sheni that after Aaron brought these kabonis, that vayis Aaron es yode velom, that Aaron lifted up his hands towards the Am, vayivorachem, and he gave them a brocha. Vayered miyasvei sachatos v'yelev yeshlom. He went down, he finished doing these kabonis. So Rashi says, what's the vayivorachem? Birkos kahanim, that Aaron bends Klai Yisro with birkos kahanim v'yivorechecho yor en yiso. And some say this is the mekor for Nesias Kapayim, when the Kohen Duchens, he picks up his hands, like the Pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron es Yodav, that Aaron lifted up his hands, that's what you have to do b'shaz b'richos kahanim. Then Pasuk of Gimel says that Vayovoy Moshe v'Yaron Eloi Moid, Vayetzu v'Yivorach v'Som. Again, Moshe and Aaron went out, and they gave another bracha to the Om, Vayero Kvoid Hashem HaKolom. And then it came down the Shechina. But the next pasuk of the Shlishi says that Vateitze Yeshem Lefnei Hashem. Then finally the fire came down, the Shechina came down. Vatoichal Ala Mizbeach Esoilov Yesachlovim Vayar Kolom. Everybody saw that the Shechina was in Klai Yisrael, was in the Mishkan. Vayaroinu. They all like were happy, like the Unkle says. They gave Shvach. They praised the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Vayiplu Apnei. They fell down on their faces. And Rashi explains what's the second time that it says that Moshe and Aaron gave a brocha vayavorchu esom. What's the second brocha they gave? So Rashi says, Omru, they said, vihinoya mashem alakeinu aleinu, that yihirotzon shetishra shchina b'mas yedechem. That halavai, like they gave a brocha, the shchina should come down through the avoid of the kabonis that is done in the Mishkan. And Rashi explains that the Klal Yisrael had a taina to Moshe Rabbeinu that the 7 days of the Mlu and Moshe was doing the Avodah and the Shechina didn't come down. Like the whole purpose of the Mishkan was that the Shechina should be amongst Klal Yisrael to show Klal Yisrael that Hashem forgave them for the Chet Egel, and the Shechina didn't come down yet. And now even when Aaron was doing the Avodah on B'yom HaShmini, still the Shechina did not come down. So therefore they gave a special bracha now, that the Shechina should come down, and after Moshe and Aaron gave the bracha, then it says, Vateitzei Eish, then the fire came down, the Shechina came down. And the Rashi before explains that how come Moshe had to come in now, that Aaron really went to Moshe and told Moshe, like I see after I'm bringing these kavonos, still the Shechina, the Eish, did not come down. So it must be the reason is, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was still angry at me, because I had to do with the Chet Egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu then davened to Hashem, and Vayivorachu, like Rashi says, he gave a bracha that the Shechina should come down, and then the Shechina came down. Hakopon, what we learn out from here, we see the godless of Aaron, that Aaron saw the Shechina was not coming down. He didn't go to look for excuses to say it must be because Klai Yisrael was so bad, or maybe other people were so bad to blame it on somebody else, like usually people do. When anything goes wrong, the first thing you do is blame it on somebody else. Here, Aaron was not that way. Aaron, the first thing he said was, like, I know HaKadosh Baruch was angry at me because I had to do with the Chet Egel, and it's most probably because of me that the Shechina is not coming down. May we have to learn this godless of Aaron, what it means not to blame other people, but to think sometimes that maybe you're the ones that's causing everything. But the whole point of the question they ask here is, like, how come Aaron, there were two brachas involved? First, the Pasuk in Chav Bei says that Vayis Aaron es Yodav Velom Vayavorachim. He gave them a bracha. And then a second bracha, it says Vayavorachu Esom. Like, how come they had to have two separate brachas here? Like, how come Aaron didn't give them the bracha for the Shechina to come down by the first bracha when he gave the Birchos Kahanim? And the Pshat Divri Yecheskel wants to say, like in Birchos Kahanim, the Pasuk ends off Vayani Avorachim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he himself is going to give a bracha to Klai Yisrael, according to one man Diyama. One man Diyama in the Gemara says that after the Kahanim give a bracha to Klai Yisrael, Vani Avorachay means HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will give a bracha to the Kahanim. But another man Diyama says no, that first the Kahanim give a bracha to Klai Yisrael. And then the Pasuk says, Vani Avorachay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will bless Klai Yisrael. So what's the double thing if the Kohanim, if Hashem is going to bless them? For what purpose do we need the Kohanim there to give the bracha first? And the pshat is the Kohanim are mechin. It's because of the schus of the Kohanim, because of the Ava. We always say Kohanim have Ava. They started from Aaron HaKohen, that he was Matul Sholem, Ben Adam HaChaveroi, Ben Ishli Ishtoi. That was the Mid of Aaron. Is Avas Yisroel, that's what the Kohanim have, that's in the Bracha, Birchas Kohanim, we say, the Ava, they have love. Because of the Ava of the Kohanim, they are making, they prepare us, they prepare Klai Yisroel, that we should be Zoicha, that Hashem should put His Bracha upon us. Like we need a Hachon, we need a preparation first. And after the Kohanim prepare us, then the Bracha of Hashem comes down. See also, first Aaron gave his Bracha to Klai Yisroel. And he thought that he would be mechim them, and after they receive his bracha, will be able for Hashem Shekhinah to come down. But when they saw that still the Shekhinah did not come down yet, that it said, I had to give a special bracha, and as if to say to Hashem, that Hashem, please, put the Shekhinah down amongst them. And that's this next pasuk of, Vateitza Yesh Mefnei Hashem, and now finally the Yesh, the Shekhinah came down.
V'yefta Shlishi in Parshas Yud, the Pasuk starts off with the Nisas of the two children of Bnei Aaron, Nadav Yaviyu. Now the Pasuk says, Vayikhu Bnei Aaron and Nadav Yaviyu. The two children of Aaron, Nadav and Viyu, took Ishmach Tosai. Each one took his Machto, his shovel. Vayitnu Ven Eish, and he put inside it some fire. Vayasimu Lel Keteris, and they were Machto Keteris. Vayakrivu Lefnei Hashem, Eish Zoro Ashaloi Tziboisom. And they brought a strange fire inside that Hashem did not command them. And therefore, because of this Avera, was Vateitze Esh Mefnei Hashem, a fire came down from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vateuchal Oysom, and ate them up, Vayamus Mefnei Hashem, and they died in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara Dashans, what does it mean? Vateuchal Oysom, the Gemara Dashans Sanhedrin, that's Reifas Neshoma V'Guf Kayim. It was only like the fire went through their nostrils to kill, take out the Neshoma, but the Guf, the body, was still untouched. And then the next pasuk says, "Vayoyim Moishel Aaron, Hu Asher Dibur Hashem Lemor." This is what Hashem told us: "Bekroivai Ekodosh, with a close person, I will be mekadosh myself. V'alpenei Kol Hodom Ekovid, and in front of everybody, I will have covid." And Vayidem Aaron, Aaron kept quiet. Now the pshat from "V'alpenei Kol Hodom Ekovid," that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be glorified in front of all the Klai Yisrael. So Rashi brings down the pshat is that Kesha Kodesh Baruch Hu Oise Din B'Tzadikim, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a mishpat, gives a din to a tzadik, Misiorei, everybody has Yiras Hashem, U Misala U Miskalis, and we give praises back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Im Kein Bo Eilu Kol Shechem B'Shoyim, V'chein Uwayme Noiro Lakim Mimikdoshecha, Al Tikrei Mimikdoshecha, Ela Mimikudoshecha. From the Kedoshim, from the Tzadikim, when they are Nifter, when Hashem does the Din by them, it comes out a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I will soon explain why this is. But I call upon the Psukim here a little bit theoretic, that it starts off that Bnei Aaron and Nadav Yaviyu did a chet. They brought inside an Eish Zara. We'll soon go through exactly what the Mepharshim say the chet was. Rashi brings down here that Lo Meisu Bnei Aaron Elo Al Yidei Shehoru Halacha B'Fnei Moshe Rabban. They were Meir Halacha to bring this Keteris. They did it without asking Moshe. They said this Halacha without first asking Moshe. They did it in front of Moshe. Rabbi Shmuel Loi Meshe Suya Yayin Nechtos LaMikdash. No, they came in a little bit after they drank wine. And Teidah bring Yiraya, Shacha, Misos, and Hizr, Hanoisorim, Shlo Yichon, Sul, Shesuya Yayin LaMikdash. Moshe LaMelech, Shoya Loi Ben Bayis, Ark, Vishim of Yikur Rabba. See, there are two Chatoim the Rashi brings down. Either they were Meir Halacha for the Rabban, or else they drank wine and then they went to the Beis Hamikdash. But Luchura was a chet what they did. But still we see that they were called tzaddikim, and that's why the next pasuk says that the Kroivaya Kodesh, that they are tremendous tzaddikim. And Rashi even brings down before also that Hu Asher Dibur Rashi says that Omolei Moshe Liaron, Aaron Ochi, Yoideya Hayisi Sheyiskadei Shabayish B'miyudov, that Moshe said, I knew that the Mishkan here will have its Kedusha, the Shekhinah will come down when a tzaddik would be nifter. For Hayisi Sover Oy Bi Oy Boch, Moshe thought either will be me, I'll be nifter, else you, Aaron. Achshav Royani Shehem Gedolim Imenu Mimeko. Now I see that your two children, Nadav Yaviyu, They were greater than me and than you. Therefore, the Kedusha, that the covet of Hashem came out through their Misa. Sakopon, and that's why Vayidim Aaron kept quiet. He was mekabel this. He saw that the Indian of the two sons being killed was an Indian to make Kiddush Hashem, to bring the Shechina down. So he was mekabel it, and he kept quiet. Sakopon, and we see that on one side, the two sons of Mamash, great tzaddikim. But Vayidim Gisa, it says they did a chetir. And Emerson, the Medrash brings down Kamat 12 different chatoyim, the 12 different shotim, exactly what the chet was. That one Medrash says, like we saw, Shahir Allah of Nerabon, Rel Shlenotlu Eitzah Zemizeh, they didn't ask one another even, Rel Shasamchu Amarigosim Lit Likonis Lefnei Lefnim, Lakav Keteris, they brought the Keteris, they weren't supposed to, they brought an Ezora, they brought a strange fire, they weren't supposed to, Shishu Yayin, Rel Smechus Rebegodim, some say they came in without wearing the Begodim, they were missing the Me'il, some say Beli Rechitzis Yadayim Veraglayim, they came in, some say it was Chesar and Bonim, didn't have any children, or they weren't married.
All right, turn over.
They weren't supposed to. Shishu Yayin, Reals Mechusar Begodim, some say they came in without wearing the Begodim, they were missing the Me'il. Some say Beli Rechitzis Yadayim Veraglayim, they came in. Some say it was Chesar and Bonim, didn't have any children, or they weren't married. So the Chur comes out as a little mystery here. In one way we see they did do Chatoim, and the other way we see the Ramamish Kedoshi Elyon, they were tremendous tzaddikin, and then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away a tzaddik, that's when the Shechina, this covet of Hashem, this Kavod Shemayim in the Briyah. So really, in the Mishnah of Meliyo, he has all shmuz on this, and he brings down the Ramban says, and the Zoyah is mashed like that, that really the pshat was that since they were so great, they had such a great milus, as their milus, any little bit they did wrong, was a tainer upon them. Like Hashem was always very, very strict, the more of a kaddish you are. The Frat Ramban is mashma, that Indian of Nodev Aviyu, they were makabel upon themselves as midas hadin. Instead of going with midas harachnim, they wanted to be noig with midas hadin, as their great madrega. They said that's the Indian of the Eish Zora they brought, they didn't go on to Eish Erech Nichoyach. The Isha Rech Nichoyach, usually by Kabonis, that's the Indian of Midas Arachimim, and here they went and took an Ezorah, which is the Midas Adin. In other words, that their great Madrega, since they were so high, they were such big tzaddikim, any little thing wrong they did was a tremendous tainer upon them. And the Midas Adin means they didn't want to come on to anything else. As they held that their Madrega, the Roy for Midas Adin, without any Shtatzvos of Midas Arachimim. That's why they went and did without asking Moshe, they went in, they did, they thought they were doing it the right way. And at their Madrega, it was a little chet, what they did. But the kitzah, we're not going to go into this bariches, is the way the Mishnah of Melio goes, that really all 12 chatoim have to do one with the other. There was little Indian of Gaiva. At their great Madrega, they thought they were so great, like their high Madrega, it was little of a chet, what they did. But it was only the pshat, the kitzah was, that since they were such great tzaddikim, they were so korov to Hashem, it could come to such a Madrega. But avada they were tzaddikim elyon, and that's why their misa is mechaper. There's a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that says that Biechod Benisan Nesu Bonav Shalaron V'lomo Maskir Misasosam B'Yom HaKippurim. How come we learn this parsha on Yom Kippur? Elo Malamet to teach us Shekashem Shiyom HaKippurim Mechaper Kach Misosan Shal Tzadikim Mechaperis. Who had in the Misa of Tzadikim is also Mechaper. This was a tremendous kapara for us. And really the way we're coming out right now is a little bit kashalite. It says Vayidim Aaron, and because Aaron kept quiet, he was mekabel tremendous tzchar. HaKadosh Baruch gave him reward. Rashi says that the dibur, the Shechina, spoke with him. Now the way we're saying right now, the chur, it's pretty poshid why Aaron was vayidim. We're saying now the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like was when his children were mace, was because it was mekadish the shem shemayim. Now b'shman the asiyas of the Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day when the Shechina finally came down to the Mishkan, this was like the makab patish to bring down the Shechina. So what was so great that vayidim Aaron? Before I want to say the pshat is the barakol ponim. B'shas Maisa, when it happens, B'shas your own children are mace, even though there's a reason for it. But usually people start to think in, why did it happen? Why did Hashem do to it? Why did it happen? Couldn't wait for another day? As you could have thought, today's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, today's the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, wouldn't have been nice if this wouldn't have happened today, if the Shechina would have come down, not with this, in a different way, but still no Vayidim Aaron. Aaron kept quiet, didn't ask any kashas back to Hashem. Moshe, even though Moshe explained it to him, Taka, why it happened, but still, for a person not to ask any questions, why did it have to happen this way? Why at this time? Why not a different time? That was a tremendous mile of Aaron HaTzadik, that he was just Vayidim Aaron, he kept quiet, he accepted whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And the pshat is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. There's a tzad ha-toyf everything. That's why Kishen Shemavorchum ala toyf, kach mavorchum ala hara. We have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a blessing back when something bad happens to us, because it's not really bad for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly why he's doing it, and really it's only for our good. Because maybe sometimes we don't understand it. But we have this midah from Vayidim Aaron. He kept quiet and he was mekabel. Whatever Hashem did, today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, today is Das Komash HaMishkan. There's chedva, tremendous simcha, like we spoke about before. There's a simcha in Shemayim, kesimchas mamish, of Briyas Shemayim Voretz. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Gemara, the finishing touch, should be with the Misa of the Shnei Bnei Aaron. Because with their Misa, with the din that happens to tzaddikim, that's also a tremendous kiddush Hashem that makes yiras in the world. It makes people fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they see madoch the kadosh elyon, the tzaddikim, the people that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din with them, does judgment with them, then everybody has yiras shemayim. It makes everybody fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more yiras shemayim we have, the more we'll have the shechinah by us. So it's inyun of the Mises Aaron that Badavka had, the Bnei Aaron, that Badavka had to happen on this first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day the Shechina was going to come down. And this was a chizuk to keep the Shechina with us, the fact that the Kroivai Ekodesh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, has Kvoit Shemayim comes down with the din that happens to Tzadikim. So now we can understand what we spoke about before, that the Gemara Megillah says, whenever it says Lashon of Vayehi, it always a Lashon of Tzar. So the Gemara Yeskai says, Vayehi Bayim Hashmini. This was the eighth day, the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, that there was a tremendous simcha involved, the building of the Mishkan. It was a simcha like the Briya Shemayim Voretz. So where was the tzar that happened on this day? And the Gemara answers that HaKoponim, there was a Misa of Bnei Aaron, not the Avir was Meis. So Chura, Istaka Kasha then, if it was a Zman of a simcha, how come there was a tzar here of the Meisim of Bnei Aaron? The Teretz is true. But one prat that is a tzar, Avad the children of a Meis, that was a tremendous tzar. But I call upon them, their Misa wasn't Stam at Tsar. It was a chizik in the tikkun of the Indian of the Ashkomas, of the Akomas HaMishkan, of a chizik to have the Shechin and Klai Yisrael. That the Kroi Vayakodesh, this was the way the Makar HaPatish of making a Kvoit Shemayim on the Briya. That the Shechinah comes down and everybody has Yiras Hashem, is afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're Makar the Godless of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Indian of Misa Sadikim, it's Mechaperis. Just like the Yisrael of the Mishkan was to Mechaper on our Chatoyim, who are then the Mises of Sadikim, are also Mechaper. And that's this Smichus, that joined the Chedva, the Simcha of the Akormas HaMishkan, Enech Nami, there had to be also this Inyan of the Mises Aaron, even though it was an Inyan of Tsar, but Akoponim goes together well with Inyan of the Akormas HaMishkan. Then the Parsha goes on later, talk about all the different Macholos Asurois, talks about different animals, which one we're allowed to eat, which one we're not allowed to eat. At the end of the Parsha it says, Al tishaksu es nafshaseichem v'chol hasheretz hasheretz v'loy setamu v'vohem v'nitmeisem bo'bom. Don't be metamu yourself. V'loy setamu v'vohem v'nitmeisem bo'bom. And you yourself will become tummy. And the Gemara in Yuma dashens on this, that ton of the very Rabbi Yehuda, Avera mitamtemes liboy shalodim. And Avera is mitamten, makes a person's heart a little bit covered up. It's like closes up your heart. And the Gemara goes on that Odin Metam Atzmoy Maat is Metamamoysim Harbe. Is Milmato Metamamoysim Milmalo. Boilamaze Metamamoysim Bolamabo. That a person by eating Dvorim Tumeyim, eating things that are osur, it's not just time you're doing Naveir by eating it, but it's also Metamtem Halev. It like closes up, hardens the heart. Your heart can't see anymore the right ways. It's Metamtem, it makes a little fashed up, a little closed up. Who within the next pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem olokechem v'eskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kodosh oni v'loisetamu es nashaseichem v'chol hasheretz v'horoi meis al oretz. The pasuk says again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, be mekadosh yourself, make yourself holy. Why the yisem kadoshim ki kadosh oni? Because me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm also kadosh. Like Rashi says, kishem shani kadosh, shani Hashem lekechem, kach vizkadishtem, means kitshu, es atzmuchem lamata. A person has a tzibur to mekadosh himself, to keep himself holy. And how do we do it, this pasuk is saying now, by not eating the shkotz and rumoshim, not eating treifus. Because when we eat treifus, it's not just tam and avero, but it's mamas metamte mesalev. It brings the ruach hatumer in us, it closes up our hearts, we can't see anymore the yemis. But we have to know the side of being kodesh, of kedushas Yisrael, is that we're separated. Kedusha means separation, precious. Those clients who are separated, we're an Am HaNivchor, we're a different type of a nation. We don't do stun anything we could do. We have our own chukim, we have our own halachas, we have our own food, what we're allowed to eat. And we have the Torah of the Rabbi Yishmael that says, that Omole lo yehalisa yas Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, ele bishvil shein metamim bishrotim kemoy Mitzrayim, o chenanim dayim. It's the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, just to mekayim this, mekabel this thing, not to eat the shkotzim mishrotim that the Mitzrayim eat. Dayenu, it's enough. In other words, this shows us that the Am Yisrael is an Am HaNivchor, it's a different nation. We have Kedusha to us, we have separation. We are Kodesh. And that shows it by the makolum, the different foods we eat. If we eat kashrus, that's being mekadesh ourselves. By eating treifus, it's faket, it's metamtim, it's alev. In the learning through these parshas, we have to be mechazik ourselves, taka, and making sure everything we eat is kosher, betachnas, hakshavus, not to be seremich, stam kulus here, stam kulus there. To know that this chet of eating something treif, it's not like stam and avera, but it's metamtem et halev. It goes into the person and makes the whole person different. All his lev is different. He acts different. He thinks differently because of the different foods that he eats.
Now, even though we're talking about the terrible thing about eating macholos asurois, eating things that are treif, for them it's a lav. And this is the klal of all lavim, really. And really, there's a medrash chanchuma on the pasuk of Zois HaChayim, that the Medrash says, Lefisha Yisrael Dvukim Bamokom Uruyim Liyas Chayim. Klai Yisrael is Dovik, is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they should stay alive. Is Lefika Chevdile Minat Tuma. Therefore the Torah puts them away, separated them from Tuma. The Gozru Alei Mitzvahs, and there were Gozru upon them to do Mitzvahs. Uluma is Mashenkim upon the rest of the Goyim, Lo Yosa Klum, the Torah didn't ask to them. Moshul Reifish Nichlas Lavaka Rachoyla. So the Avnei Nezer explains this Medrash, that the Medrash is explaining really the Yisoid of a Loisasei and the Yisoid of an Esei. We know we have plenty of mitzvahs Loisasei, and the Yisoid of a Loisasei not to do an Aver is that a person has to stay the Madrega of Kedusha. And he should not do certain things that are matam him, that takes away his Kedusha, that he won't be able to do Avodas Hashem. And then we have mitzvahs Tasei, that's to go ahead and do the Avodas Hashem, to be close with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the purpose of the Loisasei is that we should not ruin ourselves, that we should not be able to do the mitzvahs. And therefore explains the averus of a Loisasei are very chomer. That's why we get such big oinshim. Because if you do a Loisasei, it causes you that you won't be able to do mitzvahs to be close to Hashem. But if you don't do the Loisaseis, then the klal is yet you're roi to do mitzvahs. So the klal is called a roi lebilam bilam akevus boy. Even though we find the cloud that a mitzvah's essay is doicher loisasei, but there the pshat is that the kiyum essay, that if you do the essay, you are dovkin Hashem, you do the avodas Hashem, that's greater. The fact you be mizdavik in Hashem, that's greater than this inyan of the loisasei to keep yourself away, to watch yourself not to lose your madrigas. But that's when it's mutter, when we say essa doicher loisasei. But when we don't say essa doicher loisasei, then the cloud is the loisasei is the cloud. Is like this Indian of Tumah, that it takes away the Kedusha of a person, doesn't let you go to do the mitzvahs. Now the Medrash also says there were arba minei behemis atimeis, there are four different type of animals that are tomei, we can't eat. So the Medrash says that's roimis, so remes to the dalad malchis. The dalad malchis, the klaisel has to go through. The chazir, the pig, that's roimis le'edoin. That's doime to remes to edoim v'shakul kineged shloshtem. That's the worst one. The golus win right now. Golus edoim. That's the worst golus. That's kineged the pig, the chazir. And the Avnezer once explained that the pshat is that our midah of klai yisrael is the midas of Yaakov. He was the last one of the yovois. That's the midas of emes. That's the briach haticha. That's what keep us going. The midas of Yaakov, titan emes li Yaakov. That's the midah of learning Torah. That's emes. That's the midah of emes. That's the koyach to go kineged Edom, to go kineged Esav. Now, Edom, this malchus is sheker, is the opposite of Yaakov Avinu's midah. Now, the chazir is the thing that sheker of all the simonim. The chazir shows out his feet because his feet look like it's kosher. It has hooves, it has cut hooves there. It looks like he's kosher. So therefore he puts out his feet to show to look as if he's kosher. But really inside his tummy, he's not a malagera. So the chazir is the one that shows the sheker. So therefore that's rumors in the malchus of Edom, in the worst goldest that we're in. That's also the way he explains, like the Mishnah Torah, it says that the inyan of the golus was the tachas asher lo yavarto as Hashem lakecho b'simcha. So he learns the pshat is that Klal Yisrael was being over Hashem, they did mitzvahs. But now with the pnim, now with the lev, now with the heart, they weren't happy about doing it. There was inside, they weren't happy, they just did the mitzvahs outside. So that's the pshat, that for that goes in the tumas of Edom, that the tumah of Edom goes into the pnim. Ba'ashankim b'bachutz, it looks like it's Torah, like a chazir, like a pig. From the outside, it looks like it's Torah. It's the inside that's no good. It's the inside of the pig that's tummy. So Klal Yisrael also, that's the Malchus of Edom, that is, Hu Adin, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, was Nechra because of Malchus Edom, and that was because of the Yovana Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam have hatred inside your leiv, that's Naveira of Panim, of inside. In other words, even though Klal Yisrael was doing mitzvahs on the outside, but the pnim, the inside, was not pure. And for that comes out the Malchus Edom, that's loyma to a chazir, to a pig, that even though the outside looks okay, but the inside, that's the tumah, that's what's no good about it. Now, Bechlal, in this parasha of Macholos Achuros, really the Ber Moshe is the kasha. At the beginning, right after Shishi, the first pasuk says that Davru Abnei Yisrael Leimor, Zoy Sachaya Asher Toichlu. This is the chay, this is the animal that you're allowed to eat. Toichlu mashma goes upon the person. That the person, the Klal Yisrael, is allowed to eat this type of an animal. So it's mashma, the dinu macholos asur, is totally in the person. It's totally in Klal Yisrael. We are allowed to eat this type of an animal. And at the end of the parasha, the last pasuk says, La havdil ben hatomeyu ben hator, hu ben hachayu hanecheles, hu ben hachayu asher lo yisayochel. There's a difference between the animal which is you're allowed to eat, and upon the animal the chaya which we're not allowed to eat, hashaloi say ochel, which may not be eaten, or else the bein hachaya hanachelis, that the animal that may be eaten. Mashma, the din is telling the animal itself that it's a concern in the animal. This animal you are allowed to eat because of the animal, and this animal you're not allowed to eat. Mashma, the din of the animal, and at the beginning of the parsha it's mashma dinin say toichel. Toichlu, the mashmut din of the person. See, explains that the pshat is that people should not think that the reason why we can't eat these animals is because there's something wrong with the animal itself. That's not the pshat. Not the pshat that a chazir has some tumor inside it, of the actual meat itself, that there's not, that there's something wrong with it. That's not the pshat. The pshat for macholas asura says there's a choik, there's a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's a gzeiros hamelech upon the odom, upon the person, that we have kedushas Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to eat certain things. It's a v'taros achoik, a chukah, and not actually because the food itself is something wrong with it. And that's why it ends off that hachaya hanecheles. That's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a dinin that we can't eat it because there's something wrong with it, but rather just am it's a chukah. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And it brings down that the morale in the Sefer Tferes Yisrael says like this, that he said that a person wants to go to give reasons for mitzvahs, and say that the reason why the Torah said not to eat a chazir, a pig, is because the meat is no good for us, or the reason why we're not supposed to eat the bas of the cholub, because it's bad for us, he says it's wrong, that's a tois, that's not the kavanas haTorah, that's not the reason why the Torah said it. The Torah said it, the Torah is a chukah, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, it's a gzeira. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mavdalos, separate us between the amim, that we should be different. And like we spoke out before, Enachanami, the loisa says the reason not to do the averis is that's not to be metamer ourselves in order to make ourselves able to do the mitzvahs. But our koponim, it's called the chukah. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said these things are bad and the other things are good, but not to be not pshat is the actual meat itself. There's something wrong with it. The pshat is that was the rotzen of Hashem that we should not eat this, and if we do eat it, we're metamer ourselves. We make something wrong with ourselves, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it that way. Now, in the Haftorah of Parsha Shemini, we learn about by that Mudavar HaMelech, that the pasuk says, Vayakivu Esaron Elokim Alagolo Chadosha. That Dovid HaMelech did a tzas chet, that when they carried the Oron Elokim, he put it on a new wagon. Now, instead of doing it, of Alakesav Yisol, the way he was supposed to carry it, he put her ala gola chadosha. He did something wrong, tzatzchet. And there's the Chachomim, the Gemara Darshins, and says on this that, why did Dovra Melech do such a chet? The Medrash says that, Shemechivin Shoma Dovra Melech, that Zemirois Ho Yelichu Kecha. Dovra Melech also did a tzatzchet, a little bit of a chet, that he said, the Torah is to me like Zemirois, it's like a song. So on this, the Medrash says that, Korol HaTorah B'Shem Zemirois, that you call the Torah like a lesson of songs, is Nenash V'Shochach Mashinema B'Torah. That Dovra Melech got to receive a punishment, and he forgot what it said in the Torah, that Bakosav Yisol, that you're supposed to carry it on your shoulders, V'Hunoseh Soren Ba'Golah. And instead of this, Dovra Melech did a Tzatzchet, that he carried the Oren Ba'Golah Chadosh on a new wagon. So Chuda Shalor is, what's the Midah Keneged Midah? What does it have to do with the fact that Dovra Melech called the Torah of Zemirus Hoyli Chukecha, that he forgot this Indian to carry the Urim, instead he put on Nagola Chadosha? And the Seif Avni Ezeli wants to explain like this, that the Ksas Avera that Dovra Melech did was by putting the Urim Al Gab Yagola Chadosh on a new egin, and not putting it Al Kesav Yiso on your shoulders, that the pshat of keeping the Torah, the Urim on your shoulders is, that we have to realize a person in this world has to be a yegeya, has to work in learning Torah. It doesn't come to you for nothing. That we always darshan in haTorah miskayemes el mimi el bimi shemei misatzim oleh. The way you really zeicha to become a Torah, to shteigoyz, to be a big tam chochem, is by working hard. It doesn't come. It's not a yerusha. It doesn't come easy. It's not something we can take it easy. We have to work hard. You have to be yegeya, put all your koyches into learning, and then you'll receive from it. That's the pshat of Bakos of Yisol. You're supposed to carry the Torah on your shoulders. There's supposed to be an oil, a yol, on the yoke. And here, David HaMelech did a ksas avera, that instead of putting it on his shoulders, he had it put on a gola chadosh and a new wig, and as if he took it easy a little bit. So what did the avera, how come he did this avera of taking it easy a little bit? So that's the way he wants to explain that when David HaMelech said about the Torah, that Zemiros Hoyelichu Kecha, that the Torah was like Zmirus to me, like songs to me. In other words, true, when Dovra Melech, it was Avadas only Ktsas Chet, but the Dovra Melech, the Zmirus, the Tilim that he said, like he had so much Ava of Torah, to him it was like a love, it was like a Zmira, it came a little bit too easy to him. So because he called the Torah like Zmirus, like shown like to him was a little bit too easy, he didn't work hard enough on it, that's why he had this Avera, this Einish, that he forgot what the pasuk of the cost of Yisoh, and he put the urine on an agola chadosha. The whole point we learn out from this is that the Indian, the Yisoid of Kabbalah Sator is to work, to be makabel the Torah the right way, the way we learned from our Rebbeim. Other before she learned, the chesaron was agola chadosha. He wanted to make new ways how to learn the Torah, how to act with the Torah, and that's wrong. We have to always keep, like the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Tzila Bikvei Hatzoin. So when you want to know what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to look back upon what our Gedolim did, how the generation before did, and that's the way we do Avodas Hashem, and that's the way we continue learning Torah. We don't make up new ways how to do it, we don't make up Chadoshos. The new ways are not the right way. The right way is the way that our Tamid, our Rebbeim taught us, and the way they learned in the Friedrich Gedolim, the Gedolim before. That's what the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim means. Tziloch be'ikvei hatzoin. Look back at ikvei hatzoin, the feet of the tzoin, means the Gedolim before, how they taught us how we're supposed to do. Now, Bechlau, these days now are the days of Svira, that we are counting now the days until we come, Mr. Hashem, to the Chag of Shavuos. And the Inyan Bechlau of Svira is, like the Chinuch learns, it's a mitzvah. We're counting now the days until we receive the Torah. Like to show how much we love the Torah, how much Torah means to us, like we can't wait, so we're counting every single day. We call it Sviras Oima, the counting of the Oima, because really we're counting every day that went by since we brought the Korban Oima. The Korban Oima was brought on the second day of Pesach, so from then every day we're counting this 1 day, 2 days, 3 days from the time we brought the Korban Oima. But really the Indian is to count the days until we get to Shavuos to show the love we have for the Torah. Now really, these days of Svira are supposed to be days of Simcha, of happiness. We're supposed to be happy. We're preparing ourselves now for Kabbalah Satorah. It's a tremendous Simcha, tremendous happiness. Something to be happy about. However, Chazal was Kaveya these days of Svira with the Ksas Inyan of Avelis. Like we know that the Gemara in Yevamah says that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Tamidim. And they all died out between this time of Pesach and Atzeres and Shavuos. throughout these days are the days that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died out. Some say that he took 33 days for them to die. That's why the minhag is usually to keep 33 days of Svira. Some say they keep it from the beginning until Lag Vayomer, and some say it starts from Rosh Chodesh to the end, but the minhag usually is to keep at least 33 days of Svira. And the Indian is that the Talmidim died out through these times, during this time. That's why Chazal was kaveya this time with a ksas avelis, like we don't take a haircut these days, not supposed to listen to music so much these days, not supposed to have simchis these days, to be knowing ksas avelis. The kasher, the double question is, first of all, how come Chazal did this? If these are the days of simcha, preparing ourselves for the Torah, to be happy with the chedvas of Torah, how come Chazal was kaveya these days with ksas aninis, with ksas avelis? Well, the bigger kasher is, how come the Talmidim died out during this time? Like, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick a different time to kill them out? And the Gemara said the reason why they died out was, Shaloi no'agu kovet zeh b'zeh, they did not act, give enough respect one to another. Now, if had their great madrega, these were great Talmid Chomim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, they weren't like us. So if had their no'agu kovet zeh b'zeh wasn't the way we talk to one another. By them, Avada meant that they did a little bit wrong. That their great madrega, they should have acted nicer. They didn't act nice enough one to another, so that's why the Gemara says they died out. But again, the question is, why did they have to die out during this period of time now? During Svira, like, why couldn't Hashem pick a different time? And why Punkti all died out now? So you say, Yo, from Avaron Zatzal, the Rashiva, Avaron Kotler Zatzal, said like this, that the pshat is, these days of Svira really are Yemei HaChono, we're supposed to prepare ourselves now for Kabbalah Satora. And we have 49 days, and we know there used to be a minig in Kelim that in the Mishnah Ova says there are 48 kinyonim had to be kind of the Torah. So every single day they used to work on another kinyon, another way to receive the Torah, to be kind of the Torah, and the last day, the 49th day, they would chazav it all over. But I call upon them, these are days to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satora, that we should be able to receive the Torah on Shavuos. Now the pshat from Kabbalah Satori is, like the Mishnah says, Memches Devorim, there are 48 different things you have to do in order to receive the Torah. And a lot of them have to do with Midas Tevis. We have to act nice to one another, there's meaning of Chaverim, Pilpul Chaverim, Dibu Chaverim, you have to be able to learn nicely one another. So it comes out these days, for preparing for the Torah, they should have watched themselves much more. They should have realized that now we have to prepare ourselves for learning the Torah, we have to act nicer with the Chaverim, the Talmidim, one to another. That's the way you prepare yourself for Kabbalah Satora. You have a good Chavrusa, you learn good with him, Pilpa Chaverim, you have Midas Avanova, you are Shemayim, you act nice to one another. But now that these Talmidim did not take advantage of this time, and even during this time of the year when you're supposed to prepare yourself, they didn't change, and they still were not noigim covered zeh b'zeh. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry at them, dafka at this time of the year, and at this time of the year is the time that Hashem picked to kill them out. So now it's very good why Chazal was kaveya yemei svira, why we act a little bit like an oval these days, even though really they yemei simcha, they're supposed to be tremendous happy days that we're preparing for the Torah. And the pshat is that it teaches us, this Indian that they died out, it's a limud, it teaches us what it means to prepare for the Torah, how it means to take it seriously, that these are special days now. True, they're supposed to be Yimei Simcha. They still are in a way Yimei Simcha. They still mean we're supposed to prepare ourselves to have good midas, to act nice to Chaverim, to realize we need Chaverim, to learn good with Chaverim. That just we see how important it is, that if you don't do it at these times, you see how Hashem takes it. It bothers Hashem a lot, but these are the days you're supposed to prepare yourself, and if you don't, chas v'shalom, other things would happen. So that's why B'davka Chazal took advantage of these days, like to show the greatness of the days, how important it is to prepare ourselves for the Torah. That's why B'davka, during these days, we're like a little bit avelis, to show us that the opposite. If we don't, what happens? So from here we learn out what it means to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah, like we're saying, to take it seriously, that Torah is an oil, and you have to learn it the way the Friedrich Gaderis used to learn Torah, B'Kedusha, B'Taira, but not an Agola Chadosha, not the new ways, but rather B'Kosav Yisoh, it takes time, it takes avoid, it takes work, and we have to put the work into it, it's something, could I? Alright, we'll stop here.